Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Graduation may seem like the end of a chapter, but you don't have to close the door on the friendships you've built. Lalo na't alam kong nasaya si Pangs na kayo. Ako si Siege Dantenko. One of the things I found challenging in my 20s was how to maintain friendships. Kasi diba, when you're in college, araw-araw kayo nakikita. But when you graduate, nasa ibang offices na kayo in different cities. Minsan pa, different countries. So if you want to know how to keep your friendships alive, samahan niyo ako. 5 minutes lang.
Hi, I'm Chino Singson. I'm the guitarist emeritus of the Itchy Worms. And I've been making music for longer than you've been around. When I was in college, 1996, I met my bandmates sa Itchy Worms, and kumbaga, I found my tribe immediately in them. They're basically my family more than my friends. So kahit nandito ako sa Canada, thousands of kilometers away, I still keep in touch with them. I'm still in the same WhatsApp group. I still help them out. Kumbaga, I'm their man in the chair here in Canada. I support technicals and sometimes clerical work. I also do social media for the Itchy Worms. And when they happen to be in North America, I will play also.
You know, to maintain a friendship for that long, it may have started with music, but you have probably discovered so many things over the years. Saan pa kayo nag-click bukod sa music?
Yeah, that's very true. Kasi when you're in a band, 90 to 95% of the time is not playing music. Kasi the show is normally just an hour long. To pass the time sa van, so kung may road trip na, kunyari, 8 hours, nag-uusap lang kami ng wide-ranging topics tungkol sa music, tungkol sa film, sa philosophy, sa politics. Alam mo yun? So, lumalalim siya, pero we kind of don't take ourselves too seriously when we discuss serious topics. We make sure to keep things light.
How much more difficult or how different is it kapag pinasukan mo na ng element of distance? Parang long-distance friendship.
Good question. I guess distance, hindi na masyadong issue in distance ngayon dahil we have so many ways of communicating with each other. With the Itchy Worms hanggang ngayon, everyday, kachat ko pa rin sila sa WhatsApp for whatever reason. And even if it's not Itchy Worms related things, may GC kami where we just share and joke around with each other and discuss things.
Memes lang, ganun.
Yeah, yung Instagram GC namin, puro memes lang at saka forward ng mga kung ano-anong reels at saka post.
Alam mo, LDR din kami ng husband ko for a while. Actually, our entire dating relationship, we were LDR. And yung sinasabi mo kanina about communication, nag-resonate talaga siya sa akin kasi feeling ko once my distance, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship or anything, your communication has to be intentional. Like, hindi siya mangyayari na, wala, it's just gonna happen, natural, it's gonna flow.
Yeah, kami ng wife ko, just before we got married, we attended a couple's retreat called Discovery Weekend. So, you know, in Discovery Weekend, you'll learn that being in a relationship takes work. You have to keep on making the choice to spend your life with them. So much so is the case with if you have three others in a band, you still have to work at it kasi yung relationships, it's not a static thing. They're fragile things. They're ephemeral. They only exist insofar as we choose to make them exist. If they're probably people who we were friends with in college and then parang pagtingin mo, wala na siya sa buhay ko, ba't kaya? Diba? Kasi maybe you didn't make the effort to communicate with them.
Sometimes naman, ikaw, effort ka ng effort, pero yung other party in the friendship, sila yung lumayo. ako in my 20s, I've had friends na dati nung college kami, araw-araw kaming magkasama. Pero parang, in my experience, nagsisimula siya sa gaaya ka. Ah, busy ako, may trabaho. Tapos mga 10 beses ka nang nag-aaya. Tapos palagi silang may trabaho. Palagi silang, there's always a reason to be busy. And then, I feel like at some point, ikaw din, you have to be kind to yourself. And just because you want a friendship to stay alive doesn't mean it will. And doesn't mean it's all on your shoulders. It's both parties choosing to keep the friendship alive. Pero sometimes all it takes is starting and then you never know. So would you say na it's worth trying? It's worth reaching out?
Yeah, if it's a friendship na siguro hindi naman masyadong toxic. Wala namang mawawala sa if you just send a simple message, uy, coffee tayo. And then, if you do end up having coffee and then, uy, okay pala, edi okay.
Kung wala, edi wala, and it's okay. Thanks for listening! Share mo to sa friend mong you wanna keep in touch with. Itag nyo na rin kami at @Puma_podcast on Instagram and @PumaPodcastPH on Twitter or X. I'm also on social media @SiegeTheDay. This episode was produced by Macy Oven and edited by Joe Salcedo. Abangan ang susunod naming episode tungkol sa confidence. 5 minutes lang. Next week yan!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.